Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Although the AFAPA cannot endorse or oppose candidates for public office, and we will not do so on this program, it is difficult not to notice the leftward leanings of many in the Republican Party. As Christians, we need to support candidates, no matter what party. We need to support those candidates that support our issues, life, natural marriage, protecting God's design for family, privacy, smaller government, fiscal responsibility, constitutional principles in general should all be something we look at when considering which candidate to support. But do some issues outweigh others? Recently, Michigan black pastors denounced Michigan Republicans' quote-unquote dance with the devil as Michigan GOP House Speaker Bulger quote-unquote sold his soul for $100,000 for so-called quote-unquote gay rights advocates. My guest today is Minister Stacy Swimp. He is the founder of Michigan-based Revive Alive Missional Ministry. Revive Alive's singular focus is to promote the good news, which is the redemptive work of God in Jesus Christ. In addition to his role as founder and spokesman for Revive Alive Ministry, Stacy is a spokesperson, a network of over 100 black Michigan pastors and Christian leaders from outstate Michigan. Stacy led this group of pastors and Christian leaders represented by the Thomas More Law Center, which I think is headquartered in Chicago.
It's in Michigan.
It is in Michigan. Okay. I think they have an office in Chicago. But anyway, so they're headquartered in Michigan, and with them representing you, you actually filed an amicus brief in support of Michigan's 2004 voter-approved Marriage Protection Amendment. That's when it was before the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And Stacy's also a spokesman for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, the nation's largest network of black conservatives, which the media says you guys don't exist. But we'll talk about that a little bit during the program. Stacy is a founder and former CEO, president of the Frederick Douglass Society, a public policy institution committed to free market solutions and advocacy for labor, freedom, and school choice. The Frederick Douglass Society's mission is based upon the concepts and principles of individual freedom for all citizens, as it is outlined in the Constitution of the U.S. Stacy is a recipient of the 2009 Henry Marsh Award for Public Policy and Political Leadership, a 2010 recipient of the Frederick Douglass Award given by the Women's Progressive Club of Saginaw, Michigan, which is an affiliate of the National Organization of Colored Women and Youth Affiliates. Stacy was honored for his work with youth in the inner city. He is also a 2013 recipient of Union Conservatives Workplace Freedom Award for his tireless work in helping to make Michigan the nation's 24th right-to-work state, which you guys did get that accomplished, right?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fantastic. Having appeared on Fox News' Hannity Show, you've also been featured in the USA Today and numerous other national news sites. Stacy's commentaries have appeared in the Washington Times, Miami Times, Orlando Sun, Philadelphia Tribune, Buffalo Citarian, Christian Press, Christian Herald, and numerous other papers across the nation. He is a frequent national speaker on traditional marriage, personhood, limited government, immigration, civil rights, economic freedom, the promotion of right-to-work policies, and numerous other public policies. And this was great. A video posted in last year of you defending gun rights at a Washington, D.C. press conference went viral. And in 2014 alone, you've been interviewed over 400 times, either interviewed or cited over 400 times in the news media. So what do you do in your spare time? Do you have any spare time to do anything? Oh, wow. Going down. And that wasn't all that was in your bio. I took some of it.
Well, I didn't know you were going to read the whole bio. But
well, I took some of it.
I appreciate, you know, it sounds good. But the truth is that there are many patriots, great Christian Americans like yourself out there who may not get the visibility or the appreciation or the pat on the back. But I thank God for you and for our brothers and sisters in the faith who are out there vigorously contending for the gospel which we received.
Right, and as a black conservative, you are really down. You're out in the media, but yet the mainstream media, beyond say Fox News and such, they pretend that conservative blacks don't exist.
Well, you know, I'm just an American who happens to be black, who happens to embrace most conservative philosophies, and of course that invites a certain amount of scrutiny. You know, I won't say I agree with all of my conservative peers in every particular instance, but it's clear that I believe in limited government, and I believe in individual responsibility. I believe in peace through strength. I believe in a strong free marketplace of ideas. And these kind of concepts are the same ones which Frederick Douglass fought for, which Martin Luther King Jr. fought for, Booker T. Washington. So embedded in the very history of black Americans is really an embracing of that spirit of American exceptionalism. And I continue to embrace that same spirit.
Yeah, and that's good. We all need to do that. And unfortunately, no matter what the color of your skin, too many Americans are becoming addicted to government. And that is detrimental, and it's going to be, I'm afraid, the detriment of the nation as a whole.
Well, man has continued to do what we've always done, and that's worship man.
Yeah, that's true.
And whenever we worship man, we tend to deify human philosophies. Mm. And be it Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, when we try to elevate our human secular philosophies to the level of godliness, we fall short, because there's only one God, and
Absolutely.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Word of God ought to inform our politics, whether we're conservative, Republican, liberal, Democrat, or moderate, whatever we call ourselves. Mm-hmm. The fact that we have a Creator, a God, a personal Savior,
right.
Who, in fact, inspired the very concept of government, should teach us that we're really the government was created to protect our God-given rights.
Mm-hmm.
Not that government should define those rights. Government should uphold those rights.
Right.
And when we begin to turn to government to define those rights, to decide whether we have a right to those God-given rights, then we're in trouble. Most of all, when we go to government and we ask government to solve our financial problems, to solve our personal problems, something is deeply wrong, and we've just conceded that we no longer believe in God, but man has become our God.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a Christian, it's problematic when we embrace such things as socialism or communism or Marxism, when we embrace anything that would put government in the position of God.
Absolutely. And increasingly, as we've seen the nation turn its back on God, we've seen that void being filled by the government. Like you're saying, that has become the God to too many people in America. And because when you turn your back on God, there's a void. And there's got to be something's going to fall into that void to fill it. But in Michigan, about 100 pastors just recently, a couple weeks ago, came out and blasted the left leanings, or as you're seeing the Republican Party, the ones in leadership, turning towards the acceptance of the homosexual agenda, basically. And in this case, there's an effort there in Michigan, as there is in Pennsylvania, to add sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression to your Human Relations Act. I don't remember what it's called in Michigan. Here it's just the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act. But I know
it's called the Elliot Larson Act,
which
is the State Civil Rights Act.
Okay.
And last week, in fact, last Wednesday, we put out a press release, and we condemned what we call a dance with the devil by some Republican leaders regarding legislation that we believe is discriminatory and would threaten the religious freedom of all Christian Americans in this state and women's privacy rights, because what it would do is add so-called sexual orientation and gender identity to the state's civil rights law. Our governor and many other Republicans have said that they intend to support this kind of legislation.
And we are
sending a message to the Governor Snyder. He is going to risk losing the votes of Christians in this state in the upcoming 2014 general election if he and other Republicans continue to rush to get into the political bed with LGBT activists. And mind you, we are neither Republican or Democrat, but it's the Republican Party, however, who claims to be the party of family values, isn't
it?
They claim to believe in traditional marriage, don't they?
So we're
asking them to be true to what they say on their own platform.
And
the Speaker of the House, Republican Chase Boulder, who's a hypocrite, and he sold out traditional marriage and our religious freedom in exchange for bread or money from a multi-millionaire Democrat pro-homosexual campaign donor.
Wow.
And Bolger received $50,000 to his PAC contribution last month from a nationally prominent homosexual activist by the name of Tim Gill of Denver. Now, mind you, Gill and billionaires Jan Stryker, also of Denver, funded the Democrat takeover of Colorado's legislature in 2006.
Right.
And by the way, they funded the same thing in Iowa. And so Jan Stryker is the sister of homosexual billionaire John Stryker of Kalamazoo,
Michigan.
Who the Michigan Republicans condemned and their campaign ads for spending millions of dollars in a similar attempt to defeat GOP legislative candidates here, high-profile Christian GOP.
But yet they're taking money from his sister? The Michigan GOP is taking money from John Stryker's sister, though.
Well, the Michigan...
Speaker,
to be more specific. I don't want to generalize.
Okay.
The Speaker of the House accepted money from Tim Gill. Basically, what I did for you, and for your listening audience, is I connected all the dots so that you could see how multi-millionaire and billionaire funders are working together to buy politicians, both Republican and Democrat, but in this instance we're talking about Republicans. And mind you, this guy, Tim Gill, again, a prominent multi-million dollar Democrat Party financer, also gave $25,000 this July to a political action committee controlled by Republican Frank Foster out of Petoskey. And God, you know, thank God this guy Foster lost his primary. But Foster, even though he lost, he's still determined that he wants to sponsor this sexual orientation and gender identity language or legislation. And mind you, just days before the recent primary, Chase Boulder's PAC took another $50,000 from the Wall Street billionaire hedge funder investor Paul Singer.
Oh, wow.
And Singer, by the way, also contributed $25,000 to Frank Foster, Republican Frank Foster's leadership PAC called Spotlight Michigan. So you see, and this is significant because this guy, Singer, has spent over $10 million since 2010 this is in his own words, to help push Republicans and states across the country to support and legalize gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Singer was quoted as saying that in the Washington Times, okay?
Wow.
So this is serious. People have to understand that you can't assume someone is your ally just because they got a Republican on their chest.
That's for sure. I've always said it doesn't matter what letters after the name. So Governor Snyder is also up for re-election in Michigan in November.
That is correct.
Okay.
And Snyder has come out in support of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a sad commentary.
Yeah.
But
same thing here. I mean, we have Governor Corbett is up for re-election in November. He also has come out in support of, in this case, HB and SB 300, which also would add sexual orientation and gender identity or expression to the PA Human Relations Act. We haven't delved into, haven't followed the money trail, but everyone always says follow the money trail and find out. And that tells
you have to follow the money
story,
trail because it's important to understand what we call the unseen or the hidden hand.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that we also, in our press release, talked about a coalition of large corporate, you know, global corporations here in Michigan and brand-name Michigan corporations that are coming out in support of homosexual rights, if you will.
Yeah.
You have the Chamber of Commerce, who joined the American Civil Liberties Union in forming what's called the Michigan Competitive Workforce Coalition, and this was a group organized specifically to push the so-called homosexual civil rights legislation, okay? And this coalition in Michigan is headed by someone by the name of Jim Murray, who is an openly homosexual CEO of AT&T in Michigan. So this agenda has unlimited amounts of money behind it.
It's like a spider web. It's like a web, and it just goes out in all directions, but it's all connected.
Absolutely. And the reason why, for your listening audience, that is so important to understand why I gave you all those details is because the idea is to inform you that these big names and big money are clearly descending on the state of Michigan, everyone from Tom Gill to Paul Singer, and even the DeVos family here in Michigan, you know, Bessie DeVos in particular, They're all working together to, what we say, grease the skids and convince Republicans in Michigan to join many Democrats in selling their souls, really, to homosexual activists and selling out Christian voters in the process who espouse traditional marriage and traditional family values. And we are determined to educate the general public. That's why we thank you, because we all know that the so-called media to the left doesn't cover this at all.
Right, exactly.
And they're not going to cover our press release. But the fact is that the masses of conservative media doesn't cover this either. Okay?
I know. They don't, because
they don't talk about this stuff. And so that tells me, again, it'd be interesting to follow the dollars, because I've never seen Fox News talk about this kind of news, if you will.
No, exactly.
And very few conservative sites will cover this. And so we, the Christian sites like AFA, like yourself and others, you know, we need you. We need one another. And I just thank God that you have the courage and the faith and the hope in the Lord Jesus Christ to take the risk and to stand out there on truth, come what may.
Well, I appreciate the fact that, it's black pastors who are, or pastors, period, who are even willing to take this stand, to make this public, to take a stand for marriage and for, traditional values. And,
well,
what else can we do
except
what we are called
to do, which is to vigorously defend the gospel which we receive. And listen, we have to do this. Black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't make any difference what our ethnic cultural identity is. The fact is that this proposed sexual orientation legislation in Michigan and across the country, as you alluded to, they're trying the same thing in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
You know, this is identical to policies and laws adopted even in other countries like Canada, where we've seen Christian churches and pastors and church members who've been discriminated against, fired, fined, expelled from school,
arrested, prosecuted. In some cases, just for writing a letter to the editor.
Absolutely. You're talking about, for example, Crystal Dixon.
Yeah.
She was a black woman who was the vice president of the University of Toledo, and she was fired from a job for writing a letter to the editor disputing claims that the homosexual rights agenda is comparable to the black civil rights movement of 1960s. Crystal Dixon was not only fired, and she was not only fired by the University of Toledo, but she was hounded and harassed for years by homosexuals and lesbians. They just hounded and harassed and tried to humiliate and destroy this woman, and simply because she disagreed with their narrative. So much for tolerance.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I have a folder in my computer called Intolerance of the Tolerant.
That
lists examples of how tolerant those who are crying for tolerance the loudest are, which they are not. And the Crystal Dixon story is a perfect example, where homosexual activists will use intimidation to silence all who say anything that they don't agree with or who voice any kind of opposition to their agenda. They will use intimidation to silence. And unfortunately, we see too many who are intimidated and who do back away and are silenced by the tactics used by homosexual activists. And we see that in the political field. You know, where increasingly we see Republicans, I think especially in the U.S. Senate, who've recently announced their support for same-sex marriage. And you mentioned Paul Singer a little bit ago, where he's actually formed the American Unity PAC, and April last year. I'm sure he spent more money now, but he spent $400,000. He spent tons of money. Okay, the group has spent $500,000 on lobbying since last month, this is a year old, which would have been March 2013. And that was including efforts in Rhode Island, Delaware, Indiana, West Virginia, and Utah. And I know he spent more since then, but that's a perfect example. Because he is a Republican donor, but yet he is intent upon pushing the Republican Party to the left. And unfortunately, he and other Republican donors who are not living up to what the Republican Party says it stands for. Republicans are just hungry for that money. The Republican politicians are just hungry for that money and are willing to sell their soul to the highest bidder. And in this case, it's a homosexual activist or the supporters of the homosexual agenda. And, as Christians, we have to look at a politician and where they stand on the issues. And you know, I gave a list of issues that should be important to Christians when they look at a candidate. You know, life, natural marriage, protecting God's design for family, smaller government, fiscal responsibility, constitutional principles, you know, just in general. But as we look at a candidate, and a candidate is fiscally conservative, but yet supports same-sex marriage, or maybe they haven't yet evolved that far, but they support the addition of a sexual orientation and gender identity language to laws. How should we weigh that candidate? You know,
well, first of all, I want to say to your listening audience that as a coalition of pastors and Christian leaders, I want to reiterate, we are neither Republican or Democrat, mm-hmm. and we don't really care about conservative or liberal. And we don't believe that this agenda is really about the right or the left. We believe it's about what Ephesians says, spiritual wickedness. And spiritual wickedness exists on all sides. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Once said that he was neither Republican or Democrat. He said that neither party held the Almighty God in their hands. Conservatism is merely a political philosophy. And so the same thing with liberalism. It's all secular humanism. And guess what? You have a lot of people running around here calling themselves who are conservatives who are supporting this homosexual agenda. Okay? You got a lot of people running around here talking about the conservative libertarians or conservative Republicans who say, well, we're conservative fiscally, and like you said or alluded to, and we're liberal socially. But the truth is that if you're standing on biblical principles, which the Constitution of the United States is based upon a moral enterprise, and you cannot be a moral enterprise outside of Judeo-Christian values. Judeo-Christian values are based upon the Word of God. And we believe that what's happening is that spiritual wickedness in high places is really set against the advancement of the gospel. And so we believe that the ultimate aim of those who are pushing this agenda is actually to silence the church. This is about discrimination against Christians. This is about saying we want to persecute the body of Christ. This is about saying that we want to stop the gospel of Jesus Christ from going forward. That is the bigger picture here. And that's why the only people you see in the nation who are suffering persecution from this agenda are Christians.
That's true.
You don't hear about Muslims, Buddhists, atheists. I don't care what religion that you can think about. The only people that you ever hear being persecuted are Christians, and that's not insignificant in light of the fact that most Muslims don't agree with so-called marriage redefinitions.
Well, true.
And right here in Michigan, you do have many Muslims who actually have taken a public stand against marriage redefinition.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see homosexuals protesting a mosque, do you?
No.
Okay.
It's the church.
You don't hear about law cases of the LGBT filing lawsuits against Muslim-owned businesses.
That's true.
That just doesn't happen. So this is not about anything other than the persecution of the body of Christ. And that's why I said this is not about right or left for us. This is about spiritual wickedness and the attack on the body of Christ and the attack on the intention of keeping us from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and keeping people like you from being on air to boldly proclaim, thus says the Lord. And if their agenda is successful, if this Elliot Larson Act, for example, is passed, then Christian broadcasters like yourself in the state of Michigan will no longer be able to come on air and say that homosexuality is a sin.
Yeah.
It's not even about all the other stuff. It's just you won't even be able to come on air and say it's a sin. And if you do, they're going to shut you down. They're going to prosecute you. They possibly may arrest you. And you will be charged with a crime right here in the state of Michigan.
Wow. And if HBRSB 300 passed in Pennsylvania, it would be the same thing.
It would be the same thing. And we've seen, if you don't believe it, folks, I know there's some listeners that might say, oh, they're just exaggerating. They're embellishing. Folks, no, we're not. All you have to do is study what's going on in Canada right now.
Oh, yeah.
Study what's going on overseas.
Yeah. You don't even have to go that far. You know, even look and see what's happening in the state of Oregon. Look at the New Mexico photographer, Elaine Photography, that was fined $7,000. More recently, the New York farm, they would not allow a homosexual couple to use their farm for their wedding, and they were fined $13,000.
That's right. What about Colorado?
Yeah,
you get the Christian bakers in Colorado. That were fined because they didn't want to create a graven image of lesbian women on a cake. So people have to understand, this is about one thing and one thing alone, and that is the persecution of the body of Christ. Yeah. And shame, shame, shame on these Republican people. And I'm not, and I want to say specifically on some Republicans, because I don't want to paint a broad brush.
Yeah, right.
But the truth is that the Republican Party does have many people within it that are selling out to the spiritual wickedness, and the
yeah.
party overall is in trouble, because you have the homosexual log cabin Republicans who are heavily financed by rich multimillionaire and billionaire homosexual entrepreneurs or businessmen
right.
and women, and they are finding themselves on the finance committees of various Republican parties or executive groups
mm-hmm.
or executive
mm-hmm.
committees, all the way to the
positions
RNC.
Positions of influence, exactly.
So they're financially influential within the Republican Party, which obviously affects the culture and the policy direction of the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
So
the
Bible says that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice,
mm-hmm.
and when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And you said it earlier, and I'm just going to kind of piggyback on something you said. Folks, true born-again Christians who understand, embrace, espouse, live, and teach and preach the first principles of the oracles of God have got to start running for office.
Yeah,
okay?
They do.
Have got to start holding office, because if God's people aren't represented in government as God intended for it to be, what you have is what we see taking place across the land. You have what's called complete lawlessness.
Yes. That's absolutely what we see happening. How can folks contact you? Or do you have a website? How can folks contact you if they have additional questions? Or and I know Christians need to look at the candidate, where they stand on the issues that are important, because, you know, the election's only a couple months away, and in Pennsylvania it'll be for the governor and U.S. House, and then state house, and a few, about half of the state Senate is up for election here in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, people need to look at the candidates and where they stand on the issues that are important to you, especially as you're talking about the spiritual wickedness as defined in Ephesians, and how we have to recognize the true agenda, because the agenda that is most prevalent in the nation is the homosexual agenda, and how their intention, which is excellent what you said, is the ultimate goal for them is the persecution of the body of Christ. And it's
you have that working parallel with the Islamic agenda in America and across the
world.
Well,
they will step in. Yeah, the Islamic mm-hmm. agenda will step in full force, mm-hmm. I think, once the homosexuals once they've been successful, if they are successful in what they're trying to accomplish in the country. So how can folks contact you?
Thank you for that opportunity to share that. And thank you for this interview, and thank you for all that you're doing. They can find out more about me and my efforts, along with the pastors, on my website at stacyswimp.net. That's www.stacyswimp.net. That's STACYSWIM as in Michael, P as in Pal, .net. If you're on Facebook, you can find my Facebook page, Stacy Swimp. If you're on Twitter, you can find my Twitter page at Stacy Swimp. But also, don't forget to take a look at the Thomas More Law Center, because this amazing law institution they represent us in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll be filing briefs in support of marriage protection in the Supreme Court and other states. So learn more about the Thomas More Law Center, and please go and support them as well at www.thomasmore.org. www.thomasmore.org.
Okay.
And they're doing a wonderful job over there. Their lead attorney, Aaron Mercino, and Richard Thompson, and Sharon Peppers and the staff, and they just have a great, great staff over there, and they're doing a great job defending our liberty, defending against Sharia law. I mean, the Thomas More Law Center is one of America's most precious jewels, and so I ask your listening audience to please also go and support the Thomas More Law Center.
Okay, fantastic. What was it, thomasmore.org?
Yes, www.thomasmore.org, yes,
okay.
O-R-G.
And
their website, you'll see where it says the fight is on. The Thomas More Law Center has filed a brief supporting traditional marriage on behalf of Black Pastor Coalition. And so represent us. And by the way, to your listening audience, we now represent over 33,000 churches and over 5 million Christians worldwide.
Wow, that's fantastic. And your website is stacyswimp.net. That's S-T-A-C-Y-S-W.
S-W-I, M as in Michael, P as in Pal, .net. And we, as a coalition, will have a website up, I'm sure, within the next couple of weeks. And so you'll be hearing more about us formally.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I really appreciate the time that you've taken to be with us and, you know, laid it right out there. And I really appreciate that, Stacy. So you take care, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay,
God bless
your
family.
Too.
God bless America.
God bless America. Absolutely. Thanks.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.